Hello, Waco High School. My name is Jeff Mitchell. I'm from Parrish, Florida, and I'll be your general second music judge. Okay, here we go. A little bit of an explosion of energy here. A staticky voice, a foreboding, starting the show. Drum majors on the podium. We've got percussion sounds creating a little bit of chaos here. Let's see how this works. People scurrying about the field in individualistic moves and sounds. Okay, start to get a rhythm forming in the battery section. Some noodling in the wind continuing. I'm assuming that staticky sound in the opening voice was not to be there. So how are we going to bring all these elements together? Let's see. Slow down. Okay, and one of the problems here is that some of these slower tempos you find are very difficult to march and to keep them together, but one hand, two hand, three hand, four hand, you kind of try to subdivide those slower tempos, even the faster ones, just so you can stay in time. Yeah, tasty bass drum writing right there. Nice harmonic change right there as we turn to face the audience and we conclude our opening statement. Okay, starting again with the battery. You got some tribal rhythmic sounds. Okay, the planet, there's a little bit of a pulse. Great, okay. Hey, trumpet trio, you're the star attraction right there. You don't need to overplay that. Play it with your best sound. Play it lovely. Really let it ring.
The brightest star-like object in the heavens. Venus.
Hey, neat idea. Introduce the various planets in your celestial show here. Okay, let's see what we do with Mars here, please.
Unrivaled giant of the solar system.
Okay.
Jupiter.
Good stage in your saxophones there, but again, you just don't seem cohesive, I guess the best way to explain it is that what we really look for in a musical design and a communication is the clarity of a show. And right here, it just sounds very cluttered. It's difficult to hear. I kind of feel like I'm trying to make sense of the show rather than where the show was precise, it was exact, that it would come into my ear a little bit more easy. So that's one of the big things you need to work on, is making sure there's clarity in your design. And just some questions here. You seem to be a little light in the trumpet section, a little light on the melody there with your support from low brass percussion. Why not have the keyboards or somebody double that melody, try to get a little bit more strength there. Okay, here we come to the finish. Okay, so let's see where we go from here. Wind chimes there, creating that kind of celestial kind of feeling. What very nice musical transition here to your second production. Oh, beautiful, and a fun ensemble. Got some dancers out there. Here we go. See, now this trumpet's solo, just great sound. Yeah, that's what you need to do with that Jupiter trio. Why would your best sound? I like the attention here. Now that you're not moving, see, everything is rather obvious what you're trying to do here. And Once you get the timing together, once you get a little better sense of tuning, it's kind of like we go from black and white to color in the musical sounds. Very nice harmonic work right there at the end of that last chord. I really like the keyboard writing right here. I like the gentle nature of the music. And now we're going to get the big intent. At some point, this will have to come together. Here we go. Let's see the New York. Together. Tune it up, tune it up. You need your best sound, you need to play in tune. That's like critical to really make this piece affect the audience in a way intended. Wow, right, nice ending. Nice, nice writing ideas right there. Thank you again. Okay, here we go. Narrative is pretty much inaudible. It's kind of like that JFK there from Man on the Moon. Okay, here we go with the battery feature. Nicely done, very tasty. Some intricate writing right there. Very nice. They roll that phrase. Finish up with a great hit. Okay, there we go. Great accenting and good way to really let people know again that the solo is finished. Just in combination of various themes. Fine articulation there by the trumpets. Really great job at communicating the melody. Good supportive writing in the battery. Bass drums very tasty right there. See how we finish this off. We're kind of getting to our last impact. We're going on the tarp. Okay, I think that's a star form we finish in, and kind of low here, but nice idea. Interesting concept here with your celestial show. Obviously, some nice ideas in terms of how to arrange familiar themes and concepts and music, and bringing them to light in a musical show. Early on, we really had some major issues with clarity. The spoken dialogue was not clear throughout much of the show, and that musically, when we got to some of our more difficult sections, that it was just difficult to read the harmonies. A lot of it's a combination of more basic performance issues in terms of timing and tuning, but you need to kind of address those things, especially if you're going to do some of the selections, All Things Bright and Beautiful, Jupiter, those kinds of things, those sculpture sessions, really keep working on those basic elements, performance, because I think the show is good. It's a nice concept. You've done a lot of work around building it all around the theme, but what you really need to do is now give that the performance to unlock that potential. So good luck to you, and thank you very much.